Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CE Okoye Podcast. Invitation to Worship is an interdenominational worship meeting which is aimed at creating a common ground for people of all background, color, orientation, and so on to come together and worship God. This has been running for 8 years, and this year is the 9th edition with the theme The Press. Date is September 12, 2021. Time is 6 p.m. Venue RCCG City of David, Eket, Akwa Ibom State. Hey, I know you're wondering how you will join in now that you're not in Akwa Ibom. Good news is you can join in via the live broadcast. Go follow Invitation to Worship on Facebook at Invitation to Worship and on Instagram at ITW_NIG for more information. We preach about how the change begins with us. I'm glad to announce today that a body of young, vibrant people have decided to take the responsibility of sensitizing our nation on the electoral activities as it is relevant to us, thereby equipping us with the right information. You know what they say about information? Information is power. Go follow WeVote on Instagram, that is at WeVote, to know more about them. You can also be a volunteer. Follow now and let's join hands to birth a new Nigeria.
Okay, so today we are talking about something very important. But before I introduce what we have to talk about, I would like to introduce our guest today, our special guest. This guy right here he's different. He's not the regular type of guy. I'm not going to talk much. I'll just go ahead and introduce him. He's no other than Richard. Yeah! This is very... Welcome, Richard. Yeah, welcome, Richard. Please, you can, say something to my listeners.
Is it good afternoon?
Like, good, whatever time they will listen to it. I think that's the best way to put it.
I am Richard Eziala, and... that's all I have to say. When we continue talking,
we'll know. Welcome. Thank you so much, Richard. I am honored. I am very, very honored.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very honored to, to be able to have you here on the CE Okoye podcast. It's a podcast that talks about life generally, drawing inspiration from things that happen around us on a daily basis. And so that takes us to what we'll be talking about today. But before we go into that, I want you to tell us more about, because, you know, there is, like I said when I was introducing you, you are different. And you're different not just because I just want to say it, but you're different from the way you think, the way you see things. So can you tell us more about this whole thinking, this whole line of thought?
Okay. You know, yeah. For me, basically, I don't know how to streamline things. So once you want to give something a definition, it starts worrying me. So once you say different already, that's a big trouble in my head, because I'm trying to think everybody's supposed to be different. Right? Yeah. There are two things that we share as humans: similarity and difference.
He has started again.
So we are similar and we are different. I think that's one of the first things that came into my mind when you told me about the topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are all similar and we are all different. So if you say, why are you different? I can't answer that. I think it's just built. Why I'm different basically because of the kind of experience I've had. Mm. All right. Everything about me sitting here right now is a combination of my good, bad, ugly. Mm. You understand? My assets, my deniers, my restrictions, my everything, like everything together. You cannot want to define me and leave something out, no matter how bad it is. Mm-hmm. I don't define myself by my experience, basically. Mm-hmm. But then, if you want to define me, there must be something that you must fall back to. You can't define me by what you don't know about me, what you've not seen about me, what you've not perceived about me. But me, I can define myself outside all those things. Because for me, I think I'm in touch with myself more than I'm in touch with every other thing. Mm. So if you want to say, why are you different? I'm not looking at it from a perspective of difference. because I don't even want to point it out with any other thing. I'm just looking at it. Okay, that's how I am.
That's just how you are.
Yes. Yes.
That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. So we'll be jumping right into it. Today we're talking about comparison. We're talking about comparison, and this is something that has formed a lot of people. This is something that has also, you know, destroyed a lot.
Let's say form and deform.
Okay. You know, I mean, a lot of people have, I might be correct to say, a lot of people have lost out on purpose just because of comparison.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why we are talking about this today. It's something that has been in my mind for a very long time now. I have been thinking of how to go about it, but I wasn't just putting the ideas together. I wasn't just able to put the ideas together until, you know, I was introduced to you and I was like, okay, do you know what? You remember I told you about one other topic?
Yeah.
But then I was like, no.
And
no,
I was happy.
This topic does not fit this guy.
I was like, no, please, can we just...
Yeah, I was like, no, this topic does not fit this guy. No. Let's do this other one. And I believe that at the end of the day, our listeners will be able to, you know, make sense of the whole thing. So, first of all, there's this very popular saying that comparison is the thief of joy.
I think I've heard that.
So, can you tell us more about that?
Can I tell you about another person's definition, basically?
Okay.
Okay. Let me try, because I don't know what is in the person's mind when they were talking about the thief of joy. But for me, I think it is the thief of joy because it distracts you from you.
Ooh.
You understand? When focus creates blindness. That was the first thing I told you. That day we met, right?
Okay, yes, that's true.
So I think that's what comparison does. You remove yourself from what you're supposed to be looking at, and you start looking at something
else. Other things.
You understand? I think comparison is a thief of joy because many times you're not looking at you. You're looking at the window. You're trying to see what somebody else is doing, and you're distracted. That person is not 100%. Right? Okay. There's nobody that you want to compare yourself with that is 100%. Everybody have their demons. Okay, angels, demons. I wanted to say everybody have their demons and everybody have their angels. Something like demons, angels. Sorry, not angels, demons. But the thing is that when you remove your attention from what it's supposed to be, when there's something else that you want to attach your time to, your relevance to, your essence to, and is not in line with what you're supposed to be doing, I think that's what steals your joy. Because you cannot want to be... There's something that one of my bosses used to say, every other person in this world is taken.
Yes, that's true.
Every other person in this world is taken. So even if you meet the happiest person in this world and you want to put yourself to be that person, you can't be the happiest person in this world because that position is already taken by the person. Yes. So long as
you are trying to take that position,
yes, you've lost already. Okay. So everything that means joy, everything that would have meant joy to you, will now mean pain, basically, because the joy you're going there to look for, that happiness you're going there to look for, has been taken by somebody else. So there's none left there. It's like empty. You understand? So when you leave your own positioning and go to look for somebody else, they have already stolen your joy.
No joy at the time. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask this next question in two parts. There is this thing about motivation. So I want to understand. I want you to help us get clarity on this. Is there a difference between motivation and comparison? I'm going to give you an analogy. I have this friend who is doing very well in life. So I find myself, whenever I want to relax, whenever I want to chill, whenever I just want to take life easy, I just remember that, oh, this guy, see this guy, he's making millions. When he turns here, money is dropping. When he turns here, and then immediately I just get up and I'm very restless. Immediately I'm now, what I'm doing at that time, it can be assumed that I'm basing my actions on someone else's results. Okay. Right? So is there a difference between that and comparison? The essence of this question now is, or this analogy now
is that in itself not comparison?
And that's the question. So, because some people will assume that that's not comparison. Some people will even tell you that that's not comparison.
You know, but comparison is not all wrong.
Uh-huh.
There is
exactly.
There is nothing that is all wrong. There is there is like this Chinese yin and yang.
Yes.
You understand? There is a good that has evil in it. No, it's not there is a good. Every good has evil in it. And every evil has good in it.
Hey!
Most of the times, what you have to think about.
My brain is paining you. Continue, sorry.
but it's true when you think about it. Mm. Every good has evil.
Wow.
Every evil has good.
There's no
single view that defines 100% to everything. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot pick out something and say this is all bad. No, even killing is not all bad.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So let's not go deep into that kind of so that we don't lose touch of what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
But then comparison is not all bad. I think, I don't know for other languages, but when it comes to English language, there's no word that means anything outside context. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
So the definition of a thing is based on context.
Context, yes.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So is comparison good? Yes. In what context?
In what context, yes.
Is comparison bad? Very.
In what context?
Yes. So when, first of all, the Bible says that God is not an author of confusion. Right. Mm-hmm. So when you're already feeling by your feelings, when you look at your friends, you know if that thing is supposed to be or not. Does it worry you? Does it inspire you, or it just makes you your word reckless? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you know that you're not even in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you understand.
Yes, yes.
And then it's good to get motivations from externals, but then I see every motivation that comes from outside as something that has a lifespan.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
We can ginger you. Oh boy, if you don't want to ginger yourself, nothing
comes. True, very true, very true.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So, to what extent can external observation motivate you when you cannot sit by yourself and say, okay, this is what I want to do? And then most of the time, self is not even to define your doings by what?
By action.
You have to define it by you.
Mm.
Let me say something in line of, there's something I was thinking yesterday. I wanted to write about it, but
okay.
I was just thinking about it yesterday. Don't mind, I like quoting Bible. Somewhere in the Bible, God talked about to whom he foreknew. Foreknew was the first, yes? Yes, foreknew.
Mm-hmm.
The same he has predestined. From to whom he predestined, he has called.
Mm.
To whom he called, he has justified.
Mm.
From justification to glorification and all that. Let's take that step by step. Foreknew, that means even before you came,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm.
Foreknew that they knew you before time.
Yes.
Predestined, they arranged for you before your arrival. Then called. When it comes to that part where called comes in, that is where comparison can find its place.
Okay.
Because when you want to distract yourself from the person that foreknew you, predestined you, called you, you're not in sync with that, and you're looking at another person. And you said this guy makes money with ease, right? That your friend.
Mm.
What if he's not with ease? What if the ease is what you're seeing? Because at every time, see, the eyes is the most distracting thing ever.
Exactly.
A blind person by default has focus more than you.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
I don't know if we can pick up things. There's this thing I was listening to, Cobams. He said he will go to a rest a supermarket with his wife. In his mind, he wants to buy a pen. And when he enters the supermarket, he asks for where there is a pen and he picks the pen. Because he's not seeing every other thing, he's not distracted by those.
He goes there.
But his wife will say, let's go and buy a pen. And she will come back with 100 things. I thought you went to buy a pen. How did... Because you can see those things. So at every time you're seeing... No, but seeing itself is not bad. It's because not bad. You have to be able to see before light. Okay, light gives sight and understanding according to science and even Bible. Do you understand? But the idea is most of the times we are losing touch of that our own call. And we are looking at another person's own through the window. You're not seeing the person's struggle. You're not seeing the person's pain. You're not defining anything he has by you. You just like
the result.
You just like someone doing. Let me not even mention that one. That one is too far. but you're just moved by someone's result, and you're not seeing his toiling process. Do you understand? I think that was 2 days ago. A friend of mine said, man, I like the way you share knowledge. I said, I'm even looking for more. She said, teach me. And I said, will you be willing to learn? She said, yes. I said, okay. Deliberately, by 3 a.m., I sent her a message and she wasn't online. You understand? So the next day, which was yesterday, she now replied to the message. I said, no. You were supposed
this
to reply
this
that time.
This
that
is,
that is how that is how I know the things I know. Yes. I don't sleep. Do you understand? But then you come out and I just put something on my WhatsApp. Tons and tons of thumbs up and all that. Do you understand? So if you want to base on the result alone, you've missed out on everything. And that's where comparison kills you. I don't know if you understand.
Yeah.
That's where it kills you. Because you're disconnected from every single detail that gave this person that result. So let's say Bill Gates was looking for somebody to compare himself to. He wouldn't have created Microsoft. There was no blueprint for him for Microsoft. There was no prototype for him to look at. Mark Zuckerberg, call all these big names that you want to put up. You know, there's something that almost killed me last week. I was thinking about, I'm a Ronaldo person. I'm not a football person like that. Well, I just love Ronaldo for many reasons, even outside football. So I was thinking, I'm like, there are people that still battle themselves between Ronaldo and Messi. Who is better? Who is best? And all that. And the thing that entered my mind was that, do you know that I've been alive, and hopefully you too, you've been alive since when Ronaldo's career started. Have you? You know when Ronaldo's career started?
I only know when he joined Manchester United.
Okay, let's say the apex of his career. That was where he started,
Abi.
And you know Messi only. He has always been in Barcelona. And then, these people, their career is actually coming to an end. And many people that have been busy struggling between who is better and who is best have not started their own career. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. These guys, their career is almost coming to the end of it. And you're battling between comparing both of them, who is better than this person, and you've not even started your own career. So many times when you see comparison in that context, it means that even the people in the field are not even comparing themselves.
Very true.
Do you understand? There will always be fights between who is better. For who is better between Wizkid and Davido. Do you understand?
Yes.
But if you're busy comparing them, I think comparison does keep you at this state of busyness that's so attached with meaningless. Like, there's no meaning to this thing. Why are you spending so much? And then people will spend their life, people will spend their money, people will spend their data, everything just to. Do you understand? So if there's an uneasiness in your heart when you're thinking about this person's achievement, this person's whatever, from anything that is attracted to you and all that, and then you see that, man, it's not worth it. You have to just focus on your own self, build your own self, people say you're supposed to compare yourself with the best, your last, the person you were yesterday. You know, all those kind of talk. See, I don't even have strength, sincerely. No, I mean me. I don't really have strength. I can gain inspiration from them. I can gain inspiration from it, like my past and all that. Mm. But really, it is what is before me that is.
That is the target.
That, for me, that's what it is. If I want to study now, I'm not studying because I want to be better than
what
I did yesterday. Mm. No. There are days that I've written some things that are like, I write for people a lot, most of the times. I just stay and sometimes I can just feel like, oh, let me just think about it and just write something and I just send to you. Mm. And then there are things that I've written for this person. I say, no, this is too, I cannot, I will remove your name and everything that I put there and put it for me. Yeah. You understand? Like, you understand that kind of. So I do that a lot. I cannot be comparing now what I've written before and what I'm still going to. My mind is in what
you have before you.
If I show you my notepad, the things I've written, you'll be shocked. So. What time do I even have to go and be reading all the things so that I've written, trying to know if, I don't know if you understand. Mm. So for me, I think it's just do what's in front of you, if you even know what is in front of you. I don't know if you understand. Mm. So what are you looking for when you're thinking of comparing yourself with somebody else? I mentioned about similarities and difference. Mm. So what are you looking for? If you're trying to compare yourself with this person, are you looking for similarity? Are you looking for difference? And the truth is that you will find both. Mm. Let us make man in our own image and our likeness. Likeness. Every human being in this world is similar. Mm. Do you understand? Mm. But foolishness would be for a fan to now think that because I have blade, and an aeroplane have blade, maybe I should attempt to fly. I don't know if you understand.
Yes.
You get it, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So a hen looks at an eagle. And say, I have feathers.
What do you have?
Exactly. So let me fly.
Okay, yeah, now I understand.
You get it?
Yes.
Because there are similarities with us, does not mean that
we can do the same thing.
So there's similarities, there's difference. You understand? And my difference necessarily is not to haunt you. Mm. It's not, I have this, you don't. Mm. It's not me being an aeroplane, say, fan, I can fly, you can't.
Yes.
Or me being an eagle and say, it's not by having feather, can you fly?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
We do this a lot in Nigeria. Yes. It's not by this. But for me, it doesn't make sense to me. So if I'm looking for similarities, I will find. If I'm looking for difference, I will find. So the idea is for me to understand me. Why should I spend so much of my time trying to compare myself with another person? Mm. I'm not that person. I cannot be that person.
Yeah.
The only person I can be in this world is Richard Ezeala.
Mm, true.
The time I try to say, let me be somebody else, nothing but that. Mm. There's way one of my friends to put the sinking sand. you get the idea of what I'm trying to say. So for me, just stay with you, stay in touch with yourself. Mm. Understand you. Understand that difference you have. That thing that makes you. Build on it, get better at it. Mm. Do you understand? So there's no need to compare. Is there a need? Is it a need? Maybe. Are we comparing products? Mm. Okay. Right? You understand? We can compare products. Mm. Why? Okay, I want an iPhone. I want a Samsung. You understand? Which is better? So when it comes to the terms of... And then say, let me say something about this idea of trying to be somebody else or trying to do what somebody else have done. You see, many times when we want to put ourselves in those shoes, you see that what happens is that we are trying to look at what this person has that we have also, that similarity syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she can draw, I can draw too, those kind of things. Many times, even the definition of your essence should not be tied to abilities. For one day in my life, I have never entered a mechanic shop. But if Jen spoil her, I go repair her. Do you understand?
Mm.
There are things that are default to me. People say, people call me a writer. You can ask. Okay, maybe I have started small, but I didn't used to call myself a writer before because I'm not a writer necessarily.
Mm.
I am just someone that...
You express yourself.
That there's a lot going on in my head.
Mm.
I really don't want to talk. This is a lot of burden for me.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes.
I told you.
Yes, no.
This is a lot of burden for me. I don't want to talk. So sometimes my expression is just, let me just pen them down.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So because I now do that a lot, people then say, you can write for me.
Mm.
You can write a book.
Mm.
You can write, do this one. Yeah. You understand? But I've never, this is why I used to define myself as kind of arrogant. Like, I used to call myself the voice of your conscience.
Mm.
Do you understand? I'm not a writer. I'm the voice of your conscience. Like, that in your reading is not just written, it's me inside your head, banging your head to say, do you understand? So if you want to define me, it's, I will take voice of your
conscience.
Yeah. If you go through my, anytime you, I have my picture on my statue, if you check the write-up, they are mostly arrogant.
Mm.
They are mostly arrogant.
Yeah.
It's not because I want to be arrogant. I can't, most of the time, these thoughts are spontaneous. So I cannot even say, I cannot say them word for word.
Mm.
But the last thing I posted about myself, I was calling myself materialistic superstition.
Mm.
Like that's, you know what is, that's like an oxymoron. You understand?
Yeah.
This is a superstition, being materialized. Yeah, that's me.
Mm.
You understand that kind of, so how do I call myself that kind of thing? I want to confirm myself with it. You know, it's again.
Exactly.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So that's why I say I'm so in touch with myself. It has nothing to do with, I want to be careful with what I say, but it has nothing to do with products.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be product? Yes, many.
Of course.
We are in the kitchen.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with products.
Mm.
It is that even if I don't do one thing for the rest of my life, I am still me.
Yeah.
Do you get?
Yeah.
I'm still me. There are things that people around my space will want to do. They will not look for any other person.
They have to come to you.
They will not look, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, a.m.
Mm.
I'm still chatting on WhatsApp. I'm still helping people solve their seeming problems and all that. You will not find another person. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But I'm saying that even if I don't do all of those, first of all, I'm someone that hates busyness. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
As far as there's no meaning attached to it, I hate being busy. Do you understand?
Yes.
So that's it for me. So the idea is, how do I put myself in all of this and be thinking about somebody
else trying to now and measure up?
It's not that, exactly, thank you, trying to measure up to them. I don't even know what they're, if I tell you the things I've been through, you know, there's something that happened to my hand. Like I had a serious attack in January 2018. Is it 2018? Yes, 2018, 1st of January. What happened before then is that 25th December, I was coming back from church with a sister of mine. And then we entered into spa, right? So I saw a phone, this phone that I'm using now.
Mm.
So I saw the phone and I'm like, that's the next phone I'm going to use. She was like, are you serious? I said, yes. I said, I like it. She said, that's nice. She said, do you have money to buy it? I said, I don't have money now. Well, I know that when money comes, that's the next phone I'm going to use. Do you understand?
Mm.
So I was like, okay. That was 25th December. 1st January, as we are entering the new year, coming back from church, I was attacked. They collected my phone. They cut me into... the adjective I wanted to use, you know? I had 19 cuts.
Wow!
If I remove my long sleeves, you see cuts on my head, my waist, my leg.
What did you do to them?
You know what I did?
Just to collect.
Yeah, so take my phone.
My goodness.
And all that. But then, see how you're shouting about this? See what happened. Under 3 weeks, I think it's more than 3 weeks. I think maybe the fifth week or so, the middle of February.
Okay.
Let me not call names too. But then, I got a call to come somewhere, and then a check was written for me.
Mm.
I got enough money to buy the phone I wanted, the next phone I wanted.
Mm.
You see. So now it's like value from negatives.
Mm.
So I got attacked and all that. The old phone was taken in, but this was what I wanted. Now, I didn't realize the testimony in all of all those things until a friend of mine was telling me, "Guy, man, I like this your phone." I said, "Do you know how I got this one?" Do you understand?
I'm sure he's like, "I tapped into your grace."
Exactly. And then I told the person that if you know how this phone came about, you will not like this.
You will not tap into this grace.
You understand? You will not like it. You will run.
Say, "Father, whatever you give it to him, give to me."
Even me. Inside that supermarket, right? Saying, "I like this phone. That's the next phone I want to use." Mm. If I was given a picture of how the phone was going to come, I will reject it.
Mm.
You get. So many times people are just focused on how you've gotten it. No, not how you've gotten it. What you've got, yes. And they don't even know how you've gotten it.
Yes.
If you tell them, they will run.
Mm-hmm.
The richest man in the world now, if he tells you that, "Man, this is how I got all this. This is his sacrifice. I was watching a documentary with this guy, Amazon, Jeff Bezos,
yeah.
And they said in his plan and all that, he was not supposed to make any money for 20 years. Not just him and his investors. He was even telling his investors.
As the with first what, 20 years.
Yes, with what we are trying to build, any money that comes in
goes back into the business.
Do you understand?
Mm.
Who wants to sign up for that kind of life? But everybody wants to be the richest man. Okay, I want to be a rich man. I don't want to be the richest man. Yeah, because there's a lot of responsibilities that comes with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're so focused at the end result and miss out of the process, you miss out of everything.
Mm.
It's like everybody wants the crown, nobody wants the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Who helped Jesus to carry cross? Only one man. But everybody now, it's not everybody that is servants. But there are a lot of people coming now because they are attracted to the crown.
Of course.
Do you understand?
Mm.
There's something I used to think a lot about. The process will lack helpers, or the result will attract observers.
Mm.
So most of the times, the thing you say you like about that person, the thing you want to compare yourself with about that person, is the result.
Mm.
If the person flip page for you to see the process, you will run.
You get the idea.
So that's it's not healthy when it has to do with the abandonment of self. You understand? If I'm looking at you, this is your white cap you're wearing on your head now. I don't want to have it. Because it's white like this, because even after wearing it now, you go and wash. It's difficult to maintain.
I have to wash it.
Another person can just say, white cap. And they use it for 2 days.
It turns to off-white.
Is this all I have to go to? Something like that.
All right, so, let me just stop here, because if I leave you, you're going to...
Should I say we should gist?
You're going to go on and on. But, there's no more questions to ask, really, because...
You can ask me anything. You cannot ask me anything. Sorry.
Yes,
we are just gisting.
Everything you've said has pretty much covered, you know, everything. And it's very important that people understand this concept of comparison, because we have been trained to know that comparison is outright bad.
Okay.
Yes, that if you compare yourself with another person, you are this. In fact, they will say you are being envious at some point. Envy begins to step in and all of that.
But true, most times it does.
It does, yes. Okay. Very true. But what I'm trying to say at the same time is, in as much as it is bad, let us, you know, there should be
balance.
Everything should be done with moderation. There should be balance, you know.
Yes, everything should be done with, you know, my management teacher in school used to say there's nothing as deadly as a risk.
As a
risk.
Risk, okay.
So most times, even in management, they will tell you that we don't take risk. We take moderate risk. One of my favorite human beings on this world, Olakunle Soyinka, you say any risk you take that does not give you an opportunity to try again is not a risk. it's not self-destruction. There's one gengen, deliberate attack on your destiny. so I think everything should be moderate.
Yeah.
I think use motive to define everything you want to do. Why should I do this?
Yes.
What was it? What am I trying to do? Am I trying to gain inspiration from this person? Am I trying to better myself from this person? Okay, what's this person doing that I need to start doing? Mm-hmm. Most times it's not even what the person is doing that we can follow through different routes and come to the same destination. So the idea is to understand the route you're supposed to take. Is it route or route?
Oh boy.
English.
I have time. So anyone I speak, just take it like that.
Yeah, so I think just understand you. Be conscious. Be conscious. Understand you. Know how to move in line with.
There's something you kept mentioning, and I would like you to, in closing.
I know a lot of in closing that stays 30 minutes.
No, this one is 5 minutes in closing. No. Okay. In closing, you kept saying something about being in touch with yourself.
Yes.
Okay. So just give us your closing remarks or your closing.
With that. Being in touch.
Yes, around that. Just build it around that. I mean, it is very important. It is very important. In fact, you said something about your last post where, in fact, with that analogy, I was like, man, that's very true. If you see yourself that way, why then? Now bringing myself to that person is like, you know, it's like a downplay of your personality. So, yeah, just.
Okay. So I think the beginning of being in touch with myself was not a deliberate act. You understand? Okay. You know how they say most times the road you want to use and run away from purpose is where you find purpose.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
And so it was not one deliberate act. I wake up one morning and say, today, for the rest of my life, I'll be in touch. I think it's everything that has happened with me. I've gone through a lot. There are so many negatives I cannot even open. You will start to cry. I'll be laughing at you. Me that went through it, I'll be laughing at you. You understand? So, but I think over time, I started looking at my life, all I've been through. I say, I necessarily shouldn't have or wouldn't have ever gone through all of this just for stolen sake. Do you understand?
There's a reason.
Yes. So I started paying attention to searching out that reason. It has nothing, like I said before, I can stay the rest of my life. This is my ginger. I can stay the rest of my life and just be comfortable at being Richard. Now, what being Richard means is a lot of things. It's not just inside this body. It takes a lot to be me. You understand? There are a lot of things. My routine is crazy. My routine is crazy. If you call me by 3 a.m., except I don't want to pick. If I don't want to pick, it will ring out throughout. If I want to pick, the phone will not ring twice. There's no 2 a.m. that has ever caught me sleeping. Except I say that day is a lie. You understand? So being in touch with myself is a lot. I have to study. I don't study as many people. I don't read as many people think. You understand? So for me, it's not even reading. You understand? But I have to study. I have to pray. I'm a spiritual person. No? I've been avoiding all those parts. If this was a church setting, by now for don't be. I'm a spiritual person. I'm not like, when I say spiritual, I don't go and think, don't go and compare me with some kind of people. But for me, that's what it takes to be in touch with myself. It's a deliberate act to find out, or if possible. Most of the times we don't have that luxury to, but if possible, to find out all that my life is about, aside products. I think, you see, when these products then go come out, the world has helped me. You understand?
Yes.
But then for me, it's not even about all of all those things. It's about just, okay, let me live life with meaning to as far as I can. And then what does it take to do all of that? Do you understand? That's what being in touch with myself means. What does it take? Not just that I want to live that life.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
What does it take
to be?
This thing is not for music. I like music. I'm surrounded with musicians from all over. But I rarely listen to music. If I show you the things on my phone, in this phone alone, I'm supposed to have more than 400 books. I've not read all. I beg. 450.
Wow.
Yeah, they're 450. I used to count. I had a hard drive that had 11,182 books. E-books. I had audio materials. Not just preaching. Audio materials from conferences and all that. That would take me more than 20 years to listen one a day and never repeat any it. Inside that has same hard drive. I'm not talking about the videos.
So it's a
I'm
deliberate,
not talking about the yeah,
it's a deliberate,
it's a conscious effort to get all I can get, to absorb. I'm like a foam. See, my learning is everywhere. I learn everything. I learn from the slightest thing. You have no idea how much things I've observed in your body alone. You understand? No, it's not like that. Though. It's not.
Sure, it's not bad.
No. But that's how it is for me. Anything in my eye.
Every opportunity.
There's learning, information for
learning
me.
Learning opportunity.
You understand? Yeah. That's why it's easy for me to just write something. I can write anything. You're a writer. What do you write? I don't write anything.
Anything, yeah.
If you say we write horror now, we write horror. If you say we write,
we get the message.
I can write anything.
Anything.
So because I'm just open to receive any. The things I read about science. I'm a science enthusiast. I read about science. I read about. I know more about space than I know about Earth. You understand? I've read a lot. YouTube is my friend, Google is my friend, all those kind of things. I have tons of videos that I have kept that I have not. If you see the kind of things I post, you know that, okay, they are not just streamlined to everything that is available for every person. So I think that's what it means to me. It's not something sophisticated though. You understand? It's not like, okay, to be in touch with yourself, you have to do this, you have to do that, 10 steps, 20 principles.
No,
that's not it. It's just that conscious state of being aware. To pick, to drop, to accumulate, to know when to when to pick up this one, when to drop this one, all those kinds. And then this, we cannot now leave the spiritual part.
No.
Oh, that's when I wake up in the morning, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is glory. You know, you say, Richard, are you okay? You know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
So it's for a different reason. It's not for being in touch. But that one is a different discussion.
Mm.
But I am a spiritual person.
Mm.
Yes, I cannot discount God.
Yeah.
Never, ever take me anywhere. I might not have all the proof, but I cannot. Yes, I, you know, I'm aware.
Mm.
That's that.
So you have said it, and what you've just said last now is very, very key, because I don't know how people, someone was saying one day that, I don't know how people live without God. No,
so like, you shouldn't know, but it's
so but that one is another talk altogether.
So. Yeah, exactly. If you want to now think about that thing, they don't. Nobody does. They don't just present it in the way you prefer. You understand? Even then, even the 80s. They don't just present it.
Yes.
But we are children of light. You understand better.
So, guys, you've heard it all. And I want to say once again a very big thank you to Richard for being here with us and sharing his wealth of knowledge with us. We are very, very grateful. And I'm hopeful that we'll have another opportunity to...
Amen.
To have a talk like this again. I'm sure people will be looking forward to hearing from you again. And I want to give this disclaimer. If you've listened to this podcast, I would encourage you to listen to it at least 2 times. Because...
did we even do all those gengen things? You know, those kind of...
the good one soundtrack, do this gang.
It's just gist, we are gist.
Yeah. So just listen. I mean, there are some things that we have said that might not make sense. Some people, we are not really talking so that people will accept what we have to say. This episode is just so that you will understand what this comparison really is, you know. So listen, share, leave a comment, and
like and subscribe. You know, you don't have to do like and subscribe.
My own will be like and subscribe, but yes, leave a comment, share the links, and you know, we would love to hear from you again. So I'm going to be leaving some details at the end of this podcast, and you can give us your social media handles. So that's
is Richard Ezeala for everything.
Richard Ezeala.
Richard Ezeala. RichardEzeala.
Okay, so
Twitter, Facebook. Am I still on Twitter?
You are. I followed yourself recently. Yeah.
You see, I don't know because I've not checked.
I followed you recently. Okay. Yeah, so guys, thank you so much for being with us today. Till next time when you'll be hearing from us again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. You made it this far. This means you listened to everything. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Go ahead and subscribe to my podcast if you haven't already. And follow me on my socials. I am on Facebook at Chima Okwe. I am on Instagram at C Okwe. That is CEEOKOYE. And I'm on Twitter at Okwe CE. For sponsorship and ads, kindly do a mail to me at okoyechima84@gmail.com. That is okoyechima84@gmail.com. Have you a blessed and a fruitful week ahead.